Why release any information? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I'm beginning to think the president shouldn't have released anything, not even announced that he got bin Laden, because that's where the trouble started, revealing a secret military operation. How does this help anybody? Suppose the SEALs get bin Laden and the president says nothing, and instead just finishes his golf game on Sunday. That way, the other terrorists on bin Laden's computers have no idea we've got their names, until that moonless night when they're wakened by the sound of helicopters. Would-be jihadists notice they're no longer getting messages, just the same old videos. Terrorist attacks mysteriously drop. Meantime, the economy comes back, the NFL comes back, and after a few years, the only reaction to the name Osama bin Laden is, yeah, whatever happened to him? And we don't find out he's dead until Bob Woodward writes his book. Here's a fun fact. We called the office of the Chief of Naval Operations. Do you realize that the Navy hasn't actually confirmed it was even involved? You see, that's what you do in a war. You confuse the enemy, even if it means a little collateral confusion. So, you want bin Laden pictures? I'll bet there's some waiting in your email right now. Some with the left eye, some without, some with the skull, some without. And if you don't like those, you can always Photoshop your own from the Black Hawk Down DVD. Personally, I feel no need to see a picture of bin Laden dead. Just as long as we don't see any new pictures of bin Laden alive. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.